sweetheart? I don't know. Well, huh. Well, it's time for Weather on the Ooze. And the only thing we need, well, not the only thing, but the most important thing we need to accomplish Weather on the Ooze is there he is. Bill Snyder.
John.
There you are.
Here I am.
Just in time.
Yes, here I am. How about
amazing,
that?
Amazing.
I know I missed you last week, John. I mean,
yeah,
we didn't get a chance
no.
to chat. And boy,
right.
has there been some rather abrupt weather changes since we last talked, huh?
Yeah. Even there's been weather, believe it or not,
yeah.
between last week and tonight.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what's going on.
I know.
There's weather every day, Bill.
There is. There certainly is weather every day. You're absolutely right about that. I don't think there's anyone out there that would disagree with you.
No. I think that's one thing we can all agree on.
Yes.
So,
yes.
What do we have going on here? Do we have a... Have we had a mild fall? Would you call it that?
I would. Absolutely, John. You know, if you look at our average temperature since, you know, and again, we've talked about this numerous times in the past, but we like to catalog our seasons, you know, meteorologically. And so we're going back to September 1st to the start of meteorological or climatological fall. So mm-hmm. the period since September 1st up through today's date, the average temperature is 63.9 degrees at Midway Airport. And again, I like to use Midway because it's consistent data for one location where the official site hasn't been moved around multiple times, so we've got constant data at one location going all the way back to 1928, so almost a full century of weather records. So 63.9, John, is 3.4 degrees above normal, and it ranks as the sixth warmest of the past 98 years. So that puts us in the upper percentiles, of autumn temperatures so far. What's interesting is, do you know that last year was the warmest through this point? So how about that? So we've had, you know, relatively mild falls in back-to-back years, and hasn't that been a trend in recent years, too?
Yeah, it has. Does that affect the leaves? Because I have them on the ground.
Yeah, well, you know, what's interesting, John, is we're still, you know, things are running a little bit behind schedule as far as the leaves go. You know, as you know, your yard, you're getting them on the ground now, and I think that's happening in many locations. But there's others where they haven't yet fallen from the tree, and we're just now entering, you know, peak. Usually our peak of autumn colors around here occurs about 1 to 2 weeks ago, and we're running a little bit behind schedule, and I think that the dry fall, we've had some moisture recently, but the dry fall start and the warmth has been a factor in the delaying of our leaves changing color. So interestingly, I think what's going to happen here is you're going to really see that process accelerate as we get later in the weekend and into early next week, because to me, John, I feel like when we get that first hard freeze, and we're talking about a hard freeze, we're looking at temperatures that drop into the 20s area wide. We've had that occur out in some of the west suburban locations, their typical cooler autumn, inland temperatures that occur. But here in the city, we've not had that yet. We've not even had a low temperature dip below freezing yet. We had a chilly morning this morning. Some areas were down into the mid-20s out in Aurora and Joliet and so forth. But here in the city, we were in the low to mid-30s. So we've not had yet had a temperature below freezing, but that is, boy, is that going to change as we move here later into the weekend and early next week. So I feel like once that happens, all of a sudden you wake up the next day and you're like, wow, where did all the leaves go? Well, they're on the ground. and it just seems like that first hard freeze really shakes them up.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see that process take place here next week.
November, I think, has a lot of, historically anyway, maybe some big weather changes. And I recall vividly a Thanksgiving evening where I went out and it was a full tilt snowstorm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that wasn't too long ago, John,
no.
if I recall. I don't know which year, but yes, it happened. We've had some notable snow systems that have occurred even right up and before Thanksgiving or even just a little bit after that. So we've had the full gambit of weather in November. I mean, we've had our latest 80-degree temperature was on the first of the month, 81 degrees back in 1950, if you can believe that. And do you know that later that month, John, they were shoveling? We were shoveling. So for anybody that's lived through it, that's listening to us, that remembers 1950, that was quite a wild month. And, you know, it's not unusual for that to happen in November because we see typically our largest average temperature decline of any month of the year. You know, we start out on the first of the month, the average high is in the mid-50s. By the time we get down to the 30th, the normal high is down to 42. So that's a pretty rapid decline, and that process starts in October. So, you know, which is not, you know, unlike anything we've seen around here. So it's not surprising that, hey, we've had some mild weather, and it's going to be another mild day ahead tomorrow. And we were talking about that S word in the forecast. You know, that starts with an S and ends with a W. I mean, we've yet to have snow officially here. And, you know, interestingly, we're running a little bit late, John, because today's the 6th. Usually the first flakes of snow fall on or about the 30th of October. But last year we didn't get our first flakes of snow until November 20th. So, just gives you an idea of what can happen. Our first measurable snow a year ago occurred a day later after the first flakes. So November 21st, we had over 2 inches and, you know, it accumulated and even, impacted our roadways. So, you know, this is a month where that can happen. And, ironically, we have some snow in the forecast as we're moving later into the weekend.
Well, what is the typical average date for the first flakes of snow?
So the measurable snow. The first flakes, John, typically occur on or about October 30th, mm-hmm. and our first measurable snow. And when we're talking about measurable snow, we're talking about a tenth of an inch or greater. That occurs usually around November the 16th. So, you know, the fact that we're talking about snow, if we do get measurable snow, it's a little bit earlier, but it's within the realm of possibility of, seeing measurable snow this time of the year. So we're getting into that time frame where it can happen. But, you know, the best thing I can describe what's about to occur here, John, over the next 3 to 5 days is weather whiplash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fill me in.
So, you know, we're talking about, you know, we had another beautiful day. You know, as I mentioned, it was a chilly start to the day, but, you know, we've had 75% of our possible sunshine so far this month. Of course, it's only 6 days in. And, you know, Frank Wachowski so accurately catalogs our sunshine data for us. Normally, we only see about 45%. So we're off to a sunny start this month. And that sunshine today, John, helped temperatures warm rapidly this afternoon, and we got into the low 60s in some of the suburban locations. So we went from, in some areas, the upper 20s this morning to the low 60s this afternoon. So that's just a testament to what A, sunshine can do, and yeah. B, dry air. You know, dry air heats up quickly. So, but we're talking about another mild day ahead tomorrow. We've got clouds are in the increase right now, and there's a little weather system approaching from the west, and we may get some showers after midnight. And don't be surprised if you even get awakened to a rumble of thunder, which is not unprecedented, but it's fairly rare for November to see thunderstorms. So if you get a thunderstorm, don't be surprised if that happens. And then precipitation will move out rather quickly, so we may have some clouds early tomorrow morning, but skies will turn partly sunny, and we're going to see temperatures warm back up into the low to perhaps in some areas mid-60s tomorrow. But as I was referring to weather whiplash, we're going to see a rather abrupt change take place over the coming weekend, John. So we will, you know, start our weekend on Saturday with temperatures in the upper 40s to near 50, see the next wave move in from the west, and bring a chilly rain in here in the afternoon. And that chilly rain is going to transition to some mixed with or transition to some wet snow Saturday night as temperatures drop. So, you know, it looks like right now, I mean, again, we're still combing all of our computer models, but it looks like the transition will take place first up north and our far northwest suburbs, where the colder air will hit first. But if that colder air moves in quicker across a good chunk of our area, it's not inconceivable that that could happen here, you know, in parts of the city sooner. So we're forecasting a high of 49 on Saturday, but boy, by Saturday night, Sunday morning, we're down to to around 30 degrees, and we don't see the temperature rebound much on Sunday. So we're looking at a blustery and cold high of about 35 or 36 with some on and off snow shower. So if you're headed to the Bears game on Sunday, bundle up. It's really going to feel like winter at Soldier Field. And then the focus shifts to some lake effect snow. We were dialed into the forecast right now, but it's not, you know, we're not completely sure exactly where that band of lake effect snow is going to lay out, but we do know it's definitely going to happen, John, because we are really, the jet stream is buckling in straight in out of the Arctic region. So we're bringing in all that cold air. Upper level steering winds are bringing that Arctic air right here into the lower 48. And, as that transition takes place, depending on exactly how the wind vectors lay out over Lake Michigan, which, by the way, John, is still warm. Lake Michigan is still in the mid 50s as an average temperature. So when you bring Arctic air over that still relatively warm lake waters, you get lake effect precipitation to develop. So we're going to have to watch that closely. But some areas, especially, you know, currently favored in northern Indiana, could see some accumulating snow enough that, you know, you may have to shovel, believe it or not, which is crazy. Crazy to think that we're talking about shovelable snow when temperatures are in the 60s, yeah, or they're going to be in the 60s, yeah, tomorrow. So yeah, when I was referring to weather whiplash, this is a jarring change. And we haven't seen temperatures this cold since late last winter, where we're talking about highs, right, in the 30s. So we're going from 65 to the 30s. And, you know, it's interesting, John, is this cold air, you know, dives here into the Great Lakes and Midwest. This cold air is going to make it all the way down to Florida. Can you believe it or not? So, for example, we're talking about areas in northern Florida, central Florida, that on Saturday will have a heat index near 90 degrees. So you think it's going to be a crazy change here? So imagine that heat index near 90 degrees on Saturday. By Tuesday morning, they're going to have wind chills in northern Florida in the upper 20s.
Whoa.
And even down into, as far south as Tampa, wind chills by Tuesday morning in the mid to upper 30s.
That would ruin my vacation.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we've not seen, cold air, impactful, since last winter. And it's about time. We've been certainly, living on borrowed time because we've had such a relatively mild, autumn and, free of any real blasts of Arctic air. So this is going to be a reminder to us, I think, from Mother Nature that, hey, you know what? Winter is down the pike. It's coming. And, this cold air is building, rapidly up to the north of us because the days are so much shorter up there. And as soon as you lay a snowpack down across the Arctic region, John, that Arctic air is able to move freely across the lower 48. So it's going to be pretty darn chilly around here. But the good news is, John, is that this cold air that comes in, it's going to hit hard, and then it'll back off pretty quickly. So as we're talking about temperatures only warming into the 30s on Sunday and Monday, by Tuesday we're back in the mid to upper 40s, and by next Wednesday we're back in the mid 50s. So that would actually be a little bit above normal. Gee, so,
well, that sounds
thanks
good.
Thanks for the roller coaster ride.
It though. Really, yes, you know, David, I've been telling our producers that we've got so much going on here over the next 3 to 5 days that you're literally going to need a scorecard to keep track of all these changes here. So it's interesting from a weather forecaster's perspective, but it's going to be quite a ride for sure. David, there's no question.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll take us along, Bill. I can't wait to talk to you again.
Yeah, look forward to it next week, John. You take care. Have a great weekend.
You too. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.